Hey everyone, I'm Laura Molitor with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and other listening platforms and feel free to share if you like what you hear. Today, the topic is lighten up. This phrase enters my mental vocabulary more often than I'd like to admit, and I'd have to say that 90% or more of the time I'm totally talking to myself. It seems too easy to take ourselves and life so seriously. I mean, it can feel pretty serious and sober at times, right? Like, life does seem fraught with challenges, and we see a lot of darkness around us, and maybe feel discouraged in our own lives or preoccupied with concerns. Just like paying the bills, we look at the world around us, it seems troubled. But getting a new perspective, one that's lighter, is more than just a break from reality. It's a healing balm to our experience. It can help shift things into a place of clarity and provision and the freedom that comes of just, need I say it, a good laugh. How often have you felt low, even physically, and just good laugh just seemed to chase that whole thing away until you didn't even remember what the trouble was? Well, this principle works. We can lighten up, and this is enlightening to our spirit and to our bodies and to our lives as well. How do we do this? Well, I find it really does start often just with that self-talk, that awareness of our own dark disposition that's not really doing us any favors, and saying, hey, lighten up. When I take myself too seriously and focus on the limitations and darkness, it can get really mesmerizing. It can feel like staying there is just easier than not. And yet, just to pause and say, is this fun? Is this kind of serious worry and focus on the problem or on myself really absolutely necessary and helpful? How about maybe we just lighten up a bit here? This doesn't have to mean that we totally start turning into a clown on demand, you know, just smile and laugh when we're not ready. It isn't always that easy, but it is a willingness to take another view of things, one that is brightened by God's healing goodness, His higher sense of reality, and His love that is there for our receiving if we just look for it. To lighten up is, as the Bible repeats often, it's to cast our burdens on God. It is to lighten our load by giving it up to where it belongs. Is our worry doing us any good? Is it helping solve things? Is our concentrated agonizing and complaining helping us feel more free and healthy and successful and peaceful? No. Giving our cares over to God is a great relief. It means we can just be weightless for a bit, and maybe more than a bit. And that's so much more comfortable. And it really allows us to move more freely as we're led, and more quickly, easily, naturally. So I saw the new Mary Poppins movie a few weeks ago. Speaking of uplifting, the movie itself and the images it provided totally bring out that sense of lightening up. The characters are dealing with a situation of despair and doubt and crisis. And of course, Mary Poppins comes in. She's a ray of sunshine with practical sense and magical solutions. Now, we might see this as fantasy, but I have to admit that I was pulled into the joyful hopefulness. And when the balloons and kites and umbrellas were lifting those ready to be lifted, those people that were ready to be lifted, when they were being lifted off the ground, it cheered me up too. And I left the theater feeling lighter than I'd felt going in. And that lightness wasn't about pretending trouble didn't exist in the world or the challenges in my experiences weren't there. It was about a higher perspective, one that could see things more clearly and discover solutions more readily. And we don't need a movie to do that, although I highly recommend stepping away into a movie or show that's uplifting. or at the very least that takes us out of the day-to-day for a while. Read a book. Take a walk in nature. Maybe just take a pause to lighten up. It does help. It really does. And that lightening up is about taking ourselves less seriously and being willing to laugh at ourselves and to see that, you know, often that weight of things that we carry around, it's all a matter of how much weight we put on things and not the reality of some heaviness. Lightening up is also cutting ourselves a break. We can lighten up on the self-doubt, the self-condemnation, the self-hate, and just be kinder to ourselves. That's a way of lightening up too. It's turning off the guilting and shaming and just saying, hey, you're really okay. This is just a moment in time, one thing that has come up, and God isn't holding anything against you. In fact, He just may be leading you to something better, to some discovery, and maybe to a clearer sense of yourself as the child that you are, not as some adult with a burden of seriousness and perfection and absolute control and that worrying disposition that seems to follow that. Lighten up on yourself and lighten up on others. Try not to judge what others are saying or doing so much. That accusing and judging isn't helpful, and it's likely your judgment is based on inaccurate or incomplete information anyway. Cut yourself and others a break. You'd be surprised how much it'll free you up when you lighten up on others. We're much healthier when we're loving and accepting than when we carry resentment or criticism around in our hearts, or in our talk, or in our actions. The cares of the world may seem to be many. Yeah, we can be dedicated to making life better for ourselves and for others, but we are more powerful in doing that when we balance our devotion to our cause with a lighter and brighter perspective of things. It lets God in to show us His goodness right where that trouble had seemed to be so hard and fast. You know, hearing the laugh of a child can break our bad mood instantly. Now that's power, and it is just innocence and joy being its honest self. These qualities are worth our cultivation. We don't need to justify a time of lightness and laughter. It's healing, and it's renewing, and it's also entirely natural to us, just like it is to that little child. So try it. Lighten up. Seek joy. Laugh without excuse or reason. I'm here to join you in that for sure, anytime. Well, have a wonderful week. Feel free to reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com if you want to talk to me more about your divine purpose or get some spiritual guidance on your journey, or if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share with me. I would totally love to hear from you. We'll see you next week.